Chapter 1. Murder in Buck's Row. London in the year 1888. On August the 30th, the weather was cool, the sky was black with smoke from domestic fires, and rain fell. Rain and more rain. The late summer and autumn had the heaviest rain of the year. At 9 o'clock on that Thursday night, a great fire in London docks changed the colour of the sky in the east end of London to a deep red. From the dirty streets, dark passages and slum houses of Whitechapel, hundreds of people went to watch the fire. Many of them were poor and homeless. They lived and slept in squalid lodging houses. The poorest lived in the streets and slept in doorways. As always, the pubs were crowded and noisy. Alcohol was cheap, and it helped people to feel better. Mary Ann Nichols was in the Frying Pan pub on the corner of Brick Lane, spending her last pennies on drink. She needed the money to pay for a bed in the White House, her lodging house in Flower and Dean Street. But Mary Ann needed alcohol too, and she was drinking too much. Later that night, she tried to get a bed at Cooley's lodging house in Thrall Street, but she had to leave because she had no money. So she walked around the wet, cold streets, hoping to earn something. One of the poorest areas in London, Whitechapel did not have many street lamps. The streets were dark, gloomy, and dangerous. Mary Ann Nichols was still walking the streets when her friend, Alan Holland,